Wednesday, the 26th of August, Wolf Ellul, Dr. Yossi Adler, taking medication on Shabbos.
Thank the organizer for inviting me once more. I know we've discussed in the past various aspects of Hilchos Refuah on Shabbos, and we've mentioned, obviously, briefly, the question of taking medication on Shabbos, but it's there are many aspects of it which require a bit more detailed assessment. Lots of questions. People often have questions and ask Shilas about it. And although obviously I'm not coming here to answer any Shilas specifically, but at least the people should realize what the Shilas are. And I think it's worth perhaps just going into it in a little more detail than we have in the past. What I'd like to do is just express a few of the general principles about Hilchos Refuah, the specific gzeira not to take medication on Shabbos, and then mention six exceptions to this gzeira, which may or may not be of relevance in various situations, and then to go through some of the practical applications which often come up, including things like taking vitamins, doing exercises, taking sleeping tablets, and various other, often the question of taking various hormonal medications, and just to discuss those briefly as well. What we should be clear about is that we're not here discussing either a cholish yeshbo sakona, who's a cholu who's got any kind of dangerous situation, or obviously can do anything and take anything. We're not even here talking about a choli kolak guf, somebody who's ill, who's confined to bed, or ill enough in any other way that he might be confined to bed, or got enough pain that if it were the kind of thing that going to bed for would help, he would go to bed. All of those, in all of those situations, you can take medication freely, and there's no question about it. And therefore, obviously, people taking regular medication, blood pressure medication, diabetes medications, and that kind of thing, there's no question about it that they have to take those medications, because the idea of that is to prevent a cholish yeshbo sakana. What we're discussing here is the gzeira which Chazal made, which it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishi Yeshla Meichush Ba'alma, somebody who's got discomfort, some discomfort, but whom is Chazik Baholech Kabar, he can strengthen himself and he can walk around. Asalas is lo shum refuah. There's a lot, you're not allowed to do any refuah. Afilo Nidei in Yehudi, Gzeirim Shum Chika Samon. And Chazal made a gzeira that if you allow somebody to take tablets, medication on Shabbos, then they may come to grind. In those days, they used to make medications by grinding the herbs, and they may come to do this process of grinding the herbs in order to make the take the medication, and therefore they made a gzeira that you may not do it. And Rashi already says on the Gemara in Shabbos, which this comes from, Zerim Shal Hasonim, the midrash of the refuah gozer abonim, the Chomer made a special gzeira in refuah, the shorish shum refuah, you might come shvika some amonim, and that will be an issa deraisa. And as we've said before, that doesn't apply to somebody who's mitzvah or choli menikol aguf. That was not made. This gzera was specifically made for somebody who's got various minor ailments. So the kind of ailments that we're talking about are people with headaches, perhaps stomach upsets, various muscular aches and pains, arthritic aches and pains, colds, hay fever, skin problems, eczema, that kind of thing, most kinds of toothaches. Most people, women with period pains, those kind of things, wounds and abrasions, which are not life-threatening. They're not very, very severely painful. A very, very severe toothache, for example, or a very severe migraine is certainly enough to make somebody ill enough that they would go to bed to affect their whole body. The criteria is really that this pain affects the whole body, and certainly for them, refuah would be mutter. But we're talking about somebody with on the less severe end of that spectrum. Obviously, in individual cases, that one has to weigh up, is this pain enough that one would consider oneself making one's whole body ill? And for example, a very severe toothache can make a person feel ill. He won't go to bed because he'll feel just as bad in bed as he does walking around. He might even feel better if he walks around. But that's not the criteria, although it's called cholish enough on the mishka. The criteria is it severe enough that it makes him feel ill, that if it were the kind of illness that going to bed for would help, he would go to bed. So we're not talking about that, but we're talking about somebody who's got a more minor toothache, which is irritating, painful, but not severely debilitating, and similarly for headaches, colds, and various other kinds of things we mentioned. We should also mention a number of brief exceptions to those. Cholera, that is, a child is always considered with any kind of ailment or any need for the child has got dinner of a cholikolaguf, and you can give any medication to a child. My folks in the Poskim, what the definition of a child is, Chazanish says, under the age of 3. The Mechitzadai Lais says up to the age of 9. A yeledes for the first 30 days. Similarly, any need for the yeledes has got dinner of cholikolaguf, and there's no issue taking refuah for that. And the other thing is that somebody who's got a relatively minor ailment now, but he knows that it tends to, or he's got a great danger that this will deteriorate and become a cholekologo. For example, somebody who knows that every time he gets a cold, it goes to his chest and he gets asthma or he gets chest infections, then again that has a din of a cholekologo even before he's developed the cholekologo. Preventing cholekologo has a din of a cholekologo, and he can take medications on Shabbos. This whole gzeira of shrit sammonim is actually quite difficult to understand, because we've got a general principle of Chazal. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara that somebody who had a heartburn, the treatment they used to have for heartburn was to suckle directly from an animal. And the Gemara says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Goneach, somebody who's suffering with this heartburn, can suckle milk from a pain, even though that's an Issa of Disha, that you're not actually milking, it is Osan Shabbos, but it's being done with a Shinui, so it's only an Issa of Rabbonon, and B'mokon Tsar or Logotu Rabbonon. So there's a general principle that B'mokon Tsar, the Chazal didn't make a Gzera. And here we find that Chazal Dafka made a Gzera, B'mokon Tsar, which is a very exceptional kind of situation. And the Rosh and the Rif both ask this Kasha, and they both explain that normally, the Rosh is actually talking about, why is it that you're allowed to give refuahs to animals, you're allowed to give animals medication, but you're not allowed to give humans medication. And he says, because einod bol kol kach refuahs behemta to nechad shivit samwanim. If it's an animal you're dealing with, I don't know if he's talking about, you know, English people with their dogs, but generally he says a person won't get so bothered about treating his animal as he will about treating himself, and therefore they didn't make such a gzera. And even though normally b'mokum tzadah goes to rabbanon, but in the case of illness, since a person gets so worked up if he's not feeling well, that he may forget himself, and the danger of forgetting himself is much greater than in any other kind of situation, and therefore they specifically made this gzera legabe somebody who's ill. So the Poskim already discussed that surely this gzera shouldn't really apply nowadays, because we don't grind our own medications. Therefore, just because you're allowed to take, if we allowed you to take a Panadol for a headache, you're not going to come to grind medication yourself. And most of us have possibly explained that, as in most cases, once the gzera was made, the gzera stands. But it's interesting, Loshin and Ramosh got a long shuvah about medication. And one of the things that he mentions there, almost in passing, but I think it's quite important, is he says Yeshocha Shir Sammonim V'Habishol V'Haitzal L'Rishus Rabin. In other words, he says it's true that seems to be saying it's true that it might be that the Gzeiros Shir Sammonim doesn't really apply nowadays, but nevertheless there are other Gzeiros involved. For example, if you've got a headache and you want to take Panadol and you haven't got any, but you know the neighbor across the road has got it, then there's a chashash that you might come to carry in Rishus Rabin in order to get the medication. So therefore, the Gzeiros Shir Sammonim Rishus seems to be saying is still fully applicable today because of the various other melachas. He says, Bishop, you might come to cook in order to prepare some medication and so on, and therefore the Gzeira, he says, does still apply in its, you can't even say here that it's a question of bottle time, but the Gzeira, because the time does apply even if it's not exactly in the same form as Chazal originally expressed.
Go to the neighbor and take it there.
Sorry?
Go to the neighbor and take it there, don't care.
Yeah, okay, no, very same. But we're talking about somebody who's bottled. Because you're in pain, you may forget yourself and come do things. Obviously, you know you're not supposed to do it. But the things that Chazal made the gzera because of when a person's in pain or a person's unwell, he may forget himself and not think it through. So that's the basic klal of the gzera mishum sfik sammonim. There are a number of exceptions to it, which are brought in various places in Shas and Poskim. And the question is, to what extent these apply in practice? One of them is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Omam Avom Shmuel, Shorot and Kilurin Me'er of Shabbos, a person can soak some kind of eye salve from Erev Shabbos, dilute it, for Nosen and Gaba Einov B'Shabbos, and he can put it on his eye on Shabbos, Be'ena Choshish, and he doesn't have to worry about it. And that seems strange. Why not? There should be exemption with someone. He's obviously got some problem with his eye, and he can put the salve on him and treat it. And the Gemara seems to say that he's permitted to do that on Shabbos. So Rashi says, the Masnagabe Einov, Diliday, given that's Hurl Shroysama Era Shabbos, Ikea Keira. Because you're saying that you have to soak it before Shabbos, that will remind him that he's not really allowed to do a Rafu on Shabbos. But if, since he's thought about it beforehand and he soaked it and he's made all the efforts of preparing it before Shabbos, therefore there's no Gzeira. And other people seeing him, given to Chazino, other people who see him don't realize that this is a medicator. They think it's just water, he's just washing out his eye. They don't realize that he's doing any kind of refuah. So it seems that under these two conditions, it would be permitted to take a refuah. Number one, that you prepare it before Shabbos, you do something to prepare it before Shabbos. And number two, that it's not obvious to other people that you're doing it l'shem refuah. So on the basis of that, many parts of Manuel brings this down. And it's interesting, he says that, which he mentioned in some places, that you can be mitzvarif, he says, could be this a sophic, as we'll see, but since in any case the Zeru Shikis Sammonim doesn't really apply nowadays, so you can be mitzvarif that leheta. The Rufan Noah seems to say this, that as we've said before, it's a whole question now whether this Zeru should apply, and therefore in cases where you've got a sophic, you can tend to be a bit more makel, since the Zeru doesn't really apply nowadays. Other poskim say we don't find such a thing, and you can't use that even as a tziruf leheta. That's based on Moshe Sfora, that the other Zerus do still apply. But he says that if you've got these two conditions, if you take a medication and you dissolve it before Shabbos, you know, for example, a person knows that he's got a tendency to get headaches or whatever, or maybe before Shabbos he already got a headache, and so he knows that on Shabbos he's likely to need something for that medication. If you take the tablet and you grind it up completely and put it into some sort of liquid, or put it into a compote or something, and completely disguise it, so that somebody who sees you won't see that you're taking a medication, and you yourself have a hecker because you've specifically done something before Shabbos to remind you, so it's not good enough just to disguise it, just to take the tablet and put it into a yogurt or something, that's not good enough. It has to actually be changed. You have to change the medication and do it in such a way so as to disguise it, not only to disguise it, but actually change it and dissolve it, then that would be mutter, based on this din of Shora Odom Kilurim on Shabbos. It's interesting that there's another Gemara in Shabbos Yud Ches where it's talking about things that you can do on Erev Shabbos. And there the Gemara says that you can take Kilurim and you can put it on before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue to heal you on Shabbos, which sounds like you can only do it before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos itself. And Tosfos asks that that's a stira to the Gemara which we've just mentioned, because before it seemed that you could even do it on Shabbos itself. And so Tosfos says that here in the Gemara where it says that you can do it even on Shabbos, it's not talking about a person who's ill at all. It's talking about somebody who's healthy and he's just using it as some kind of to make himself more comfortable. He puts this thing on his eye, but he hasn't actually got an eye ailment at all. But somebody who's got an eye ailment, where there's a zero of Mishum Refuah, wouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbos at all. So according to Tosfos, this heter wouldn't apply at all. But the Meiri's got another explanation for the stira between the two Gemaras, and based on that Meiri, there are poskim who are makel in that situation. So Rishlem Zalman is makel, B'mokum Tzah, he says you could use this to be makel, to prepare medication beforehand. Dan Weiss also brings it in Chivu Shirt Ravarshal and Gates said that that if you did make this hecker and you prepared it before Shabbos, you could be makel b'mokum tzar to use medication, prepare medication in advance that way. Ramoshin in his Chivu says that's absolutely not the case. He doesn't actually mention Tosfos, presumably based on Tosfos, there's no logic to describe, to make a difference between them, because the fact is you're using a refu, and the whole din of refu is only made as a ketera. And he learns a completely different pshat in the Gemara. He says the pshat is that this eye salve which they used was always prepared by soaking and diluting. That was the normal way of doing it. The only thing is that it's normally done just before you use it, you have to prepare it. So therefore, if you prepare it before, the fact that you're not preparing it on Shabbos is a shinui, and that's why the Gemara allows it. So the Gemara there is not talking about normal medication when you're doing it in a different way by doing it. It's medication that normally you would have to dissolve it. Everybody knows you normally have to dissolve it. But since since you don't dissolve it and use it on Shabbos by not dissolving it, therefore it's that's why it's permitted in that case, and that, because it's a clear shinui at the time when you're doing it. And therefore, Moshe says both the Kula and the Chumra. He says as far as the concerned, if you've got a normal medication, you can't get around it by preparing it, as we've mentioned before, Shabbos. That won't help you. What you can do is, if you've got a medication which normally has to be dissolved, so if you've got a soluble tablet which can only be taken by dissolving it, then if you dissolve that before Shabbos, then you can use it on Shabbos, because then you can clearly see the hecker that you're not dissolving it on Shabbos. And Shem Zom says that's not true. Then you can't do it because you haven't got the hetzer, something which is normally dissolved, and therefore you're taking normally dissolved. It doesn't make a difference when you do it or when you don't do it. So therefore it comes out they've both got a kula and a chumra, but the main, in the simple case where you've got most medications which are not dissolved, which you just take by eating and by swallowing, according to Rishon Bazaman, according to Naim Rice, etc., one can be makel if one prepares it before Shabbos. According to Ramosha Feinstein, in the way that we've mentioned, according to Ramosha Feinstein, that won't help you, and you can't prepare it before Shabbos, and there's no heter to do it that way. The halacha lemaaseh, obviously one has to ask the shaila, but again, one can perhaps be put together with a sniff that in general, when one's got shailas, clear shailas, one can tend to be makel in her shofar, perhaps, using the swara of Rukhain Noah. A second exception which is clear is that the is only to do something which is a refuah, not to do something which simply is a guard or a prevention. So for example, putting plasters on before Shabbos is a clear halacha, that notion that Allah gave a makab Shabbos, you can put like a leaf on over a makkah on Shabbos, because it's not a refuah for it, it's only a mashama. So a non-medicated plaster you can certainly use on Shabbos. Putting on medicated creams and so on, besides the problem of putting on creams, which one has to know how to deal with, if it's medicated and you're actually using it as a because you're concerned about infection, then it may be a different question. But if you've got a wound which is clearly not infected and you're just using it on as a guard and as a prevention, then that is permitted on Shabbos. The third exception is the question of malchus briyim. If you've got food which is normally taken by healthy people, can you use that on Shabbos because you've got some illness? So the halacha is that if it's something which looks like a refuah, then the gzeira was extended further. It doesn't only apply to medication, but it applies to food as well if you use it in a way which is used for refuah. So Gemara says, if someone's got a toothache, lo yigma behem chomitz yifrit, he can't suck up some vinegar and then spit it out, so that the vinegar will be in touch with the tooth and will help. Av megameo belea, but you can take it, suck it, and then swallow it. On the top of a gazak, we'll use it in the normal way. Same method for grown-up, someone's got a sore throat. Lo yarena b'shem, you can't apply oil onto the throat where it's painful. But balei b'shem, when it's wrapped in the strap, you can swallow oil in the normal way. And if you get a refuah from it, you get a refuah from it. In other words, using food for a refuah, so you've got a sore throat, you want to have a lemon tea, or you want coffee, you're feeling tired, you want coffee to wake you up, or chicken soup because your mother says it's good for the flu, that kind of thing is fine if you're doing it in a normal way which looks like food. But what you can't do is take even a normal food like whiskey and use it in an unusual way, apply it in a way which is clearly being done for refuah. So that's the third exception of machal briyim. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down, though, that, not clear exactly why, but he brings down that Yain Sorof, taking brandy, although it's got the din of chomer, like vinegar, but Mokum Tsar Godel, Efshalismach be Yain Sorof, to Mudla Shosa, Bepiv, Velivloyach, that you can actually take the brandy and keep it in your mouth, and sort of swill it around your mouth to try and relieve the pain, and then only to swallow it afterwards. Even though you are doing it in a slightly different way, but Mokum Tsar Godel, you can be makel, because you do swallow it eventually, as long as it's not clear cut, that it's refuah. The fourth exception is based on the Gemara and Brachos, which says, Godel kovod abrius, shtoicha kolos asa shabbatora, which Gemara explains means any mitzvah drabonon. Mishum kovod abrius, you can, any mitzvah drabonon is bottle. And therefore, some of the proskim bring down, as brought down, Mishum Shabbos brings it from Rishlam Zalman, that if you've got something which is a bit disgusting to people, for example, a very bad nasal discharge, which is very unpleasant for the people who are around you, and it's not kovod abrius, to walk around like that, you can do refuahs in that situation. Again, one has to weigh up exactly when that applies. Certainly, the shev labrings out, certainly doesn't apply to somebody with a bit of hay fever who's got a cold, but somebody who is really unpleasant to be with, you can do a refuah in order to make himself more acceptable, which causes a cause of abrius. The fifth exception is the question of medication, a course of medication which is started before Shabbos. comes from Shlomo Gluck, brings down this Heter L'Chatchila. He says that the whole theory is made because the person is bottled, that suddenly he needs medication, how's he going to get it, what's he going to do? So therefore, if you're on a course which started before Shabbos, you can continue that course because he won't be bottled, because he can make sure that everything is prepared and ready before Shabbos. So any medication which is needed for 8 continuous days, you start it before Shabbos, then you can continue it and take it out through Shabbos. And most of the poskim do are makel in that. It's brought down that Rabbi Yashiv in Pevitz Trivus is makel also, that you can rely on this heter of Rishon Kluger, that any medication which has been started, you can continue on Shabbos. Again, Rav Moshe here is machmir. He says there's no svara really to be machalik. A refuah is a refuah, and he says the only situation in which he would be makel in that is that if a person will be so upset that he has to interrupt the treatment because he's worried the treatment won't work if he doesn't take it continuously. That means that this whatever ailment he's got is never really going to get better because he can't treat it, I suppose, because he can't treat it properly because he's always going to miss the medication. If that will make him so anxious and upset that he might become like a choli kol haguf, then perhaps you can use that as a kol. Obviously, that's a very unusual situation, and it's very rare. There are very few treatments for minor ailments where missing out a day or taking it, you know, later on in the day is really going to make any difference. I don't really know what the practical application of that is, but we'll see that the heter has got quite important practical applications shortly. And the final exception which you should mention is for somebody who's not a chola altogether. The question is somebody who's not a chayla allowed to take medication which he might want to take for one reason or another? And the Torah says that if somebody is not an ill person at all, then he can take a medication which is normally used for refuah, v'shoyis os l'rav l'tome. If he wants to take this thing which is normally used as a refuah because he's hungry or because he's thirsty, he can take it even if it is normally a refuah. The Magen Avraham is medayik from that, but that is only if he's doing it because he's hungry or thirsty, but not if he's doing it to strengthen himself. The question is about taking vitamins on Shabbos, because a person uses a vitamin, which is some sort of medication, and he uses it because he wants to strengthen himself, because he wants to make himself stronger, but he's not actually ill at all. So according to the Torah says you can take medication for a person who's not ill, but the way the Magen Avraham learns about the Torah, that's only because he's doing because he's hungry, because he's thirsty, not because he wants to strengthen himself. And therefore Lachora would come out according to Magen Avraham that to take vitamins on Shabbos because a person wants to strengthen himself would be a shaila. The Beis Yosef clearly says that can't be what the Torah means. What the Torah means is that when he says, and even somebody who's not hungry and he's not thirsty, he can take medications if he's using it to strengthen himself, as long as he's not doing it because he's particularly weak. What he means is if somebody's feeling very weak, then he already comes into the category of a chole, and on there the gzeira would be made not to take vitamins, or all that kind of preventive medication. Therefore, and we should mention that for somebody who's not ill, to take something which is not medication is clearly permitted. So therefore to use a raw egg to improve your voice or something like that is certainly no shaila at all, because number one, you're not ill, and number two, it's not a medication. But to take a medication for somebody who's not ill, for somebody who's not ill to take vitamins, Lefora falls into this machlokas of the between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. Ramosha's got long name. Vitamins, Americans obviously very much into taking vitamins. I mean, it's hard to imagine that any situation where taking a vitamin after Shabbos, before Shabbos and after Shabbos, that you should need to take a vitamin on Shabbos is a bit beyond me. But the Americans are very, very taken up with this. Ramosha says that somebody who's completely healthy, who takes vitamins every day as a matter of course, in a place like America where people just take vitamins normal and that becomes like a normal thing, that's permitted. Shlomo Zalman says it's also for somebody who's healthy to take vitamins if he's using it to be mechazen himself, to strengthen himself. But if he's using it because he feels he's getting ill, and he thinks by taking high-dose vitamins, let's say he's got a cold and he's getting cold, and take high-dose vitamins will stop him from getting ill, then that would be permitted if he thinks it's going to prevent him getting a choli kol haguf. That would be permitted even according to Shlomo Zalman. But Ramosha is generally makel in taking medications in vitamins for people where it's a normal kind of thing to do. As I say, practically why it should be that necessary or important is difficult to really see. But there is a mokum to be makel, but Shlomo Zalman is machmir about taking vitamins unless it's actually to prevent somebody from becoming ill. Question of taking laxatives in Shabbos. really also falls into the categories which you said. If somebody is in severe pain from constipation, making very unwell, and he may fall in the category of cholecholic, then obviously it's admitted, there's nothing really to talk about. Somebody who's healthy, and he just takes laxatives every day because he wants to prevent himself from getting constipated, he knows he's got a tendency to it, and therefore he takes laxatives regularly every day because to prevent it, Lahora comes into the same sort of question as taking vitamins, because he's just doing it in order to prevent getting some discomfort later on. Even if he gets one, he's not going to get severely ill with it. So he's only using it to prevent developing some sort of discomfort from it. And Lahora might fall into the same sort of machlokas as taking vitamins. And therefore, some of the poskim are machne about just doing it, taking tablets every day, taking teas and various laxative teas or prune juice or cereals. That's clearly permitted because that's a microbrium and you're taking it. Somebody who's not ill, as we've said before, can take a microbrium, that's no question. And somebody who's got very mild symptoms from constipation, Lahora, that would be the normal dinner of refuah, and therefore if you're not particularly unwell, whether you feel a bit uncomfortable from constipation, Lahora, you should wait till after Shabbos to treat it with tablets or medication, but you can treat it with natural treatments in the meantime. Should just mention there's also a big question about hot water bottles, taking hot water bottles on Shabbos. Somebody's got a tummy ache and he uses a hot water bottle to soothe it. The Gemara says that you can't use a hot water on the Shabbos. Also, litin keli mole, it doesn't say hot water, it's also litin keli mole maim al gabi bitno. You're not allowed to put a keli full of water onto his stomach on Shabbos. And there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what pshat in that is. Rashi learns that the chashash is because it might spill, and therefore it'll be like washing with hot water on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, because hot water on Shabbos. Whereas Tosfos learns it's because of refuah, it's an issue of refuah. Refuah, as we said, is not only taking medication, but even physical treatments, which could therefore lead you to take refuahs, are also forbid. So obviously a closed hot water bottle where there's no danger of it spilling would be mutter, according to Rashi, there'd be no problem. But according to Tosfos, if there is some refuah, that would apply even to a hot water bottle. So therefore, somebody who uses a hot water bottle just because for comfort, that's no shaila at all, that's not a refuah, and he's not ill, and there's no problem. Somebody who's using it because he's got a tummy ache could be a shaila, although Rav Shem Zalman says that nowadays, since so many people use healthy people use hot water bottles just for comfort, it's become like a totally normal thing, and therefore it would be mostly even for somebody who's got some discomfort. Question of taking, just briefly, using exercises, physiotherapy and so on in Shabbos, which are also treatments. So it's clear cut that non-therapeutic exercise, just a person enjoys doing exercises, it's a professional mishabura, that person can run, young people can run on Shabbos, even though you shouldn't normally run because they enjoy it. So similarly, the person, say, doing sit-ups or press-ups because you enjoy it and you do it every day, that's mutter on Shabbos. Similarly, Rosh Hashanah says that simple stretching exercises, which a person does because he's got backache, is also permitted on Shabbos. The Be'alocha seems to explain, also the Stern Gemara to Be'alocha to explain, is that the criteria for the Issa of doing vigorous exercise is anything which works up a sweat. So to do exercises which are not to work up a sweat on Shabbos, most of the poskim say one shouldn't do, but normal general physical exercise, which is a mild physical exercise, and treatments for backache and so on, are permitted. Then it's a question just of taking sleeping tablets, which also falls into the same criteria as we said. The Tosfos Shulchan, again, Rav Noach brings down that it's not considered, sleeping tablets not considered a refuah, person who got to make himself sleep, that's not considered an illness, and therefore he says it's permitted, presumably based also on the same sphere, a bit like taking vitamins, you're just doing it to strengthen yourself, not doing it as a refuah at all. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not a microbrium, it's a medication, it's a tablet, and unless lack of sleep is likely to make him feel so unwell that the next day he'll be a cholecholic kala goof and he won't be able to get up and he'll be in bed, then he says you can't take sleeping tablets. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can't take sleeping tablets routinely on Shabbos. If you take sleeping tablets every day as a preventive, then it could be becomes more like and Ronissan Karelis, and Shuvah's got a summary of this, and he says, although it seems Rav Shlomo Zalman might be machmir in that, but he says somebody who takes sleeping tablets every day and he takes it regularly, he can take it on Shabbos as well, because that's not a refuah, he's just doing it as a normal matter of routine. If somebody can't sleep and he feels he's getting irritated, and he feels unwell because he can't sleep, then he would have a dinner of chol, and he would not be allowed to take sleeping tablets because he's going to have got a din of a chol, but he's not a chol kol hagufa, and therefore he can't take medication. It's just if he's so bad, his insomnia is so bad that if he can't sleep, he's going to get so worked up and so upset, or he's going to feel so bad the next day, he might have a din of a chol kol hagufa, then again he can take the sleeping tablet. So you've got sort of three levels. Either taking it regularly, or if you're really bad, then you can take it. But the intermediate level, he says one shouldn't take it. The question of taking fertility medication often comes up, either contraceptive medication or medications used to treat, to regulate cycles, to treat people who've got problems with infertility. So this is where the question of the heter of starting a course from before Shabbos comes in. Most of these medications are taken in a course, and therefore, according to everybody, most of the poskim, except for Ramoshi, we said was machmir, even when you are establishing a course of medication, there's no shaila because it's a course which you start before Shabbos and the continuation of that course, and therefore you don't really need to think about whether this is a chole, is this a geder of a chole, or is it not a chole? It's permitted because we've already started the course before Shabbos. But lechatchila, where possible, according to that, one should not start the medication on Shabbos. One try and work out the cycle, the medication is started before Shabbos, rather than actually starting it on Shabbos, or lebe makam atzerich, one could be making even to start it on Shabbos if there's no other option from doing it. Ramosha, who hadn't got that heter, he says that somebody who's got problems with fertility is considered a choli kol haguf. Now, it's the mitzvah, it helps him become mitzvah fear of river, and it's the upset which it causes if a person can't be treated, and therefore he says treating a person with infertility problems has got in of choli kol haguf, and therefore you can take the medications for fertility treatments, whatever medication it is, injections, tablets, whatever is necessary, can all be done on Shabbos without any problem in any case. As far as contraceptive is concerned, he also says that brought down from Shlomo Zalman as well, it's not considered as a refuah at all. It's simply just a question of regulating the cycle of working the medication, but the person is a complete bori. It doesn't come under the din of chole at all, and therefore almost all the poskim are makel, and that, as I say, those who are makel because the course in any case is makel. Question, we then actually start again on Shabbos, so again, if one can avoid actually starting on Shabbos, it's better. But again, B'mokam HaTorah, if one can certainly be makel on them, rely on those poskim who say that this is not considered as a refuah altogether. So that's just really a brief outline of the areas. Obviously, there are many shailas which come up, but at least if one can perhaps now understand where it's necessary to ask a shaila or not. Just briefly, I was in Chaim Tom yesterday. We say Shabbos imedizik refuah krevalova. People often have upset. You know, I can't take a refuah. Shabbos, I've got to suffer. Headache. Shabbos, and people are also upset often that they can't daven for refuahs on Shabbos because we don't say refuah. You're not allowed to ask to make tchinas on Shabbos. You're not allowed to daven for refuahs. You're not allowed to daven for refuahs. And people never got ill, and that's the main thing which they're worried about. People in their families are ill, and they want to daven, and it's quite difficult not to be able to say. So he says, but you can. If you obviously we know that when you say the beginning of Shemana Esra, so mechnefim for reif cholim, one can be mechaven for reif cholim. That kashbaruch is a reif cholim, one can mechaven a tefillah for a chel at the same time. So he says Shabbos he melizah, Shabbos protects us from a hezek. Refuah crave a lovely, because the refuah comes right at the beginning of Shemana Esra. Later on during the week, the refuah only comes in the middle of Shemana Esra. But on Shabbos, the refuah crave a lovely. You have your kavanah refuah right at the beginning of the Shemana Esra. Mitzvah Hashem. We shouldn't have any problems. We shouldn't have to daven for refuah, so everybody should be gesund. The only problems perhaps one should have is these very minor ailments, so that we've got these shilas and Shabbos should be the only shilas we should ever have in Chas Shabbos and refuah. Mr. Shem, we should all be zeichet to tzivchus imatei.